A Cochrane Minor Hockey Association, CMHA, U13A head coach is in hot water after slinging profanities towards a referee at a local hockey game that took place on Sunday. In a video on X, formerly Twitter, CMHA head coach Joel Litt-Jewkes is seen shouting profanities at a referee over a soft tipping call at a hockey match between the Bow Valley Timberwolves and the Red Deer Wesco Chiefs that took place at the SLS Center on January 7. The Timberwolves lost 4-11. In a discipline report by the South Central Alberta Hockey League, it outlined that Litt-Jewkes is suspended for gross misconduct and will be available to return for their next game against the Wheatland Braves. According to the CMHA website, Litt-Jewkes was coaching for 4 years. It added that he also competed in the A and AAA level in Saskatchewan as a minor hockey league player. Correspondence from CMHA President, Corey Oten, provided the following comment on the matter. CMHA believes that building someone up, giving them tools to succeed, offering second chances, and hopefully providing a positive outcome for all involved, as opposed to ruining their life, is the correct course of action, Oten said. In a message sent to Hockey Alberta and SCHAL, it outlined that CMHA has completed their evaluation on the incident that occurred at the hockey game. It concluded that the 3-game suspension is already applied along with an action plan serves as the best course of action for the coach, team, and association. CMHA has decided that assisting our coach in a constructive manner is the best course of action, the message read. We believe in second chances and would extend the same opportunity under similar circumstances. Litt-Jewkes has agreed to the action plan and he has apologized to the players, parents, and association. He has also apologized to the referee, who in turn has accepted his apology. The referee will receive an in-person apology from Litt-Jewkes, and will discuss a plan moving forward to ensure he has a better understanding of appropriate conduct. For clarity, not justification, it corrected that the referee was a senior ref in his 50s, not a youth as stated on social media and on news outlets. The CMHA added that he has no history of any form of misconduct from this coach. We appreciate the coach's dedication to the team, the message went on to state. However, the incident has raised concerns about the impact of stress and pressure on behavior. To ensure a healthy and positive coaching environment, we have devised an action plan for the coach. The detailed action plan by the CMHA for the Timberwolves coach includes an apology and reflection, mental health professional consultation, counseling sessions, coach mentorship, educational workshops, and ongoing evaluations. Our goal is to create a positive and constructive environment for both the coach and the players, it read. By taking these steps, we believe the coach will not only enhance his coaching abilities but also contribute to a healthier team dynamic. Our aim for the coach is to provide him with all the tools necessary to be a successful minor hockey coach for many years to come, a goal we firmly believe is achievable.